Welcome to Community Action on Star 97.7.
This morning, we're joined by Tracy Collins, the Director of Operations for Social and Economic Programs with Community Action. There's no doubt, I'm sure you've been very busy. There's been this huge change getting all these counties underway. What would you like our listeners to know about the forward momentum with Community Action?
That the services that you have known and grown to trust are still going to be available and offered to the community members. Many people were concerned that a lot of our services will be have gone away when the closure of Downey's Community Partners. And so we just want to make sure that people are aware that these services are going to continue, including HEAP, even emergency. As you know, we did emergency for thought here. We do have funding available that will close for the program year just until the end of May so that we have some funds available when it starts to get cold again.
So since you're here, obviously you've probably heard from people reaching out saying they're scared that something is going away. So what are the programs specifically that you want people to know they're still here?
Housing, services, community aging in place to help support families that are vulnerable and can stay in their home, like grab bars, and we can do some repairs to ramps and those kind of things.
That's good to know. A lot of people probably don't realize that these are some of the services that you offer, especially of those who just moved into the area and may be fighting some challenges. How can they reach out if they have questions? Because a lot of time, it's that first step that people have a hard time taking.
They can give us a call at 764-3721. And that an intake staff will help them walk through the services that are available and their eligibility for the services that are available.
All right, we'll talk more about Community Action's currently available services with Tracy Collins of Community Action in Aroostook, Hancock, and Washington counties next on Star 97.7.
Welcome to Community Action on Star 97.7.
Tracy Collins is here, the Director of Operations for Social and Economic Mobility Programs for Community Action. And she really wants you to know that as they've taken over from Downey's Community Partners, a lot of the programs you've counted on are still available.
There's still early childhood and child care. Child care from infancy to age six remain fully operational. Head Start and Early Head Start continue without interruption. Public pre-K partnerships stayed in place. The stability prevented parents from losing those needed services. Family supports continue. We still offer whole family coaching that can do some budgeting support and that wraparound service that is very instrumental to continuing with families.
See, I didn't know that was something you did because we're living in a world today where everything is so expensive and a lot of families are probably every day are thinking, okay, how do we balance this? How much money are we making? What's going out? So that's really important.
It is incredibly important for long-term stability for families to access and know how to access. And so that's what the whole family coaches do and to create that wraparound resource support.
Tracy, I get the sense that you really love your job. It must be really demanding. It must be taxing emotionally at times, but I sense that you really love your job. What is one of the aspects of your job that you really enjoy and it makes you look forward to going in there every day?
I really enjoy seeing the gains that families have. Long-term stability, when families are able to achieve long-term stability, is probably the most rewarding thing.
So you walk into somebody's situation and they've got challenges, and then you can look back and say, wow, they have a plan. Things are working out for them now. That must feel great.
It's incredible. It's really incredible. It's not just rewarding for them. It's rewarding for us and to see the progress they're able to make.
Okay, and again, if you could let us know, what's the easiest either phone number or website for somebody to just start asking those first step questions?
764-3721 is the phone number, and the website is acap-me.org.